And the other thing the Lord says is, don't accuse. And that's, for that I want you to turn with me to Revelation and chapter 12. If I fear God, reverence God, I will not judge the other person. You will not judge your wife, why she does certain things which you never do, because you got more light. Or why she doesn't do something which you do, she doesn't have light. Or the other way around, don't judge your husband. Maybe he doesn't have light on something, that's why he does certain things a certain way. There'll be so much more peace in the home if a husband and wife recognize, maybe my partner is at another grade, how can I judge? You wouldn't expect a little child to know. They're all at different levels. And so don't accuse, don't judge and don't accuse. It says in Revelation 12 and verse 10 that Satan has got a title. The first title he's given is verse 9, he deceives the whole world. Middle of verse 9, he's the deceiver of the whole world. And the second title given to him in the middle of verse 10, he's the accuser of believers. He deceives the whole world and accuses believers. So when I accuse a believer, I'm holding hands with the devil. The devil says, great, let's hold hands and accuse this guy. When you accuse your wife or you accuse your husband, do you know that when you did it in the past, you were holding hands with the devil? Did you know the devil was so delighted that you were doing that and he gave you a little more, few more points to add to your accusation? And you thought it was your cleverness? It wasn't. It was the devil just feeding your mind with a few more accusations. When you accuse a brother or a sister, who do you think is feeding your mind with all those accusations and gives you more and more material to point out in the other person? You think it is your sharp mind, it's not your sharp mind. The devil is the accuser of believers. And he delights in finding all types of faults in believers. It says here that he accuses them before God. Imagine, he dares to accuse believers before God. Why won't he accuse them to you? So these are two things that the Lord's been emphasizing to me for some time. Don't judge others and don't accuse them. Just judge yourself. And you've heard me say this before, I want to repeat it again in 1 Corinthians 11. It blessed me tremendously. If we judge ourselves rightly, we will never be judged. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. For many years, I have taken that word seriously. That if I judge myself rightly, that means I don't judge others, I judge myself. Lord, show me the areas in my life that are out of alignment with your perfect will for my life. I will not be judged. And that means, it's quite a fantastic promise, that when all, even believers are going to be judged in the final day, it says, before the Lord, for all the things they did which they never set right in their life. If I die with a lot of things not set right in my life, I'll one day have to answer for it before God. There's no doubt about it. But I will not be judged in that day if I judge myself now. So I don't want to be judged in the final day by Christ. So I judge myself now. You know, the Christian life becomes extremely simple when you follow one exhortation. And I'll give that to you. It's a little phrase in the middle of a verse. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. In the King James Version it says, who are the terribly evil people mentioned here in one verse? 1 Peter 4:15. Murderer, make sure that none of you suffer as a murderer, thief, evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. It says in the margin of my Bible, one who oversees other people's affairs. I'm not appointed as an overseer for other people's affairs. 1 Peter 4:15. Imagine that a person who is trying to judge other people is put in the same category as murderer, thief, and evildoer. Four categories of evil people mentioned here. Murderer, thief, evildoer, and one who's busybody in other people's matters. Do you know how many believers are busybodies in other people's matters? Why are they doing that? And why is this other person? I say, it's none of your business. Don't be a troublesome meddler. Don't be a busybody in other people's matters. A lot of husbands and wives sit at home and are busybodies in the affairs of so many other people in the church or other people here, there, and everywhere. We disobey that command every day. Perhaps. Remember from today, when you do that, you have classified, God classifies you in the same category as murderers, thieves, and evildoers. Do not judge, do not accuse. Judge yourself and you will not be judged. Let me turn you back to what we read in Isaiah 11. The spirit of the fear of the Lord, when it is upon a person, Isaiah 11 and verse 2 and 3, he will delight in the fear of the Lord, delight in reverence for God. And when he delights in reverence for God, he will not judge. So to me, that is the test of whether I reverence, whether I really have the fear of God or not. I will not judge. I'll have a low estimation of myself. Lord, I'm not qualified because I don't know your standards. I don't know whether there's another reason is I don't know whether in this person who's done something terribly wrong, there is a repentant heart. That's how Jesus looked at that thief on the cross and he could see with supernatural Holy Spirit given discernment. He could see in the heart of that wicked murderer, the thief, that there was a repentant heart. That's the only reason why Jesus could say, you'll be with me in heaven today. He could see inside that. The same with when he looked at the woman caught in adultery and was brought to him to be stoned. There was a law. Jesus himself had given that law to Moses when Jesus was in heaven. He gave law to Moses. The law he gave, you read that in Exodus and Deuteronomy, that a woman who commits adultery must be stoned to death. That is a law he gave. And he's brought in, the people bring the woman before him. And what is the end of that story? He says, you can go. How did Jesus say that? Because he saw. He had the fear of God and he would not judge by what his eyes saw or his ears heard that she had committed adultery. No, he wouldn't judge by that. The Holy Spirit gave him supernatural discernment that inside this woman, it's not true of every woman who commits adultery, no. But inside this woman, there was a really repentant heart. So Jesus said, you can go. That's how the Lord judges. So different from us. That he could see that woman caught in adultery who deserved death. And he said, no, you can go because he saw a repentant heart there. Now, he wouldn't say that about every woman caught in adultery. He didn't say that about the other thief on the cross. But when a person delights in the fear of the Lord, God gives him discernment. That's how Jesus had that supernatural discernment to know whom to forgive, whom not to forgive. And how he could turn around to the Pharisees who looked so much more righteous than that woman caught in adultery and condemn them, saying, how will you escape the damnation of hell? People who looked so righteous on the outside. So what I learned from these instances is that a lot of people look very holy on the outside and they'll never escape the damnation of hell. And a lot of people who look very evil on the outside, like the woman caught in adultery or the thief on the cross who was so wicked outside, they are qualified for God's kingdom. Those are warnings I see from the scriptures to teach me that don't judge by what you see. You could be wrong. Jesus, who had that perfect revelation from heaven knew where a person stood, because God looks at the heart and not at the outward actions. Now, I don't think I've been able to convey God's burden in a proper way because of the limitation of my mind and my language. But I pray that you will ask God to show you what He's been showing me more and more clearly. Don't judge, don't accuse, because you're holding hands with the wrong people, with the devil himself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray you'll help us to reverence you, have a reverence for you in the way we see that Jesus had, to have discernment, supernatural discernment. We're not called to judge anyone or accuse anyone. Help us, Lord, from this day that there'll be a distinct difference in everyone sitting here in their attitude to judging others and accusing others, including me. Help me, Lord, to be press on to perfection in this area. We're not going to reach there tomorrow, but if we press on, we believe we'll get there the way you want us to be on this earth, as godly people who reverence you and fear you and have learned the ABC of wisdom. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name.